So welcome, everybody, tonight. It's a pleasure to have you here. And my name is Dimitris Vardoulakis from the University of Western Sydney, the School of Humanities and Communication Arts. And I would first like to introduce Professor Janice Reid, who is the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Western Sydney, who will do the welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Dimitris. Well, on behalf of the University of Western Sydney, I'd like to welcome everyone to Thinking Out Loud, the Sydney Lectures in Philosophy and Society. And first of all, I want to acknowledge the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land on which we're meeting today. I'd like to pay respect especially to the elders, both past and present, of the Eora Nation, and to extend that respect to any other Aboriginal people present. At UWS, we energetically foster innovation and inquiry across all aspects of the university's disciplinary teaching and research. Our research profile has risen very rapidly over the last decade, with specialisations particularly in literature, cultural research, auditory and cognitive research, the environment, climate change, engineering, medicine, and education. So the Thinking Out Loud series promises to build on this reputation. The 2012 lectures, these lectures, inaugurate what we hope will be an annual event that will invite leading international thinkers to the University of Western Sydney, to present a series of public lectures on a common theme of philosophical, cultural, and social importance. The lectures thus aim to engage an intellectually curious public audience, inviting it to consider how some of the most vital philosophical debates of our time bear on the transformation of culture and society. Thinking Out Loud has been developed by the members of the UWS Philosophy Research Initiative, which was established in 2011 to assemble and to publicly disseminate the work and activities of scholars at the university working in the sub-disciplines of philosophy and in other disciplines in conjunction with philosophy. These cross-disciplinary conversations include and cut across philosophy, obviously, literature, political theory, music, history, and the visual arts. The broader dissemination of the ideas expressed in the lectures will be afforded by the unique partnership which we have forged with the ABC, which will broadcast recordings of the lectures. We're particularly grateful to Alan Saunders, for the host of Radio National's celebrated program, The Philosopher's Zone, who will be broadcasting an interview with this year's distinguished speaker, Professor Stathis Gourgouris, who's sitting here with us. We're deeply indebted as well to the State Library of New South Wales, which has generously promoted the lectures on its website and in the Sydney Morning Herald, as well as providing at no cost at all to the university this excellent venue here in the heart of the Sydney CBD. The international profile of the series will be advanced by our partnership with Fordham University Press, which will publish each annual lecture series in the form of a scholarly monograph. It's a great honour for us to have teamed up with Fordham, one of the leading academic publishers in the humanities and social sciences. As these lectures will be an annual event, I'm delighted to announce that Bonnie Honig, Professor of Political Science and affiliated faculty member in the Philosophy Department at Northwestern University, has accepted our invitation to give the Thinking Out Loud lectures in May of 2013. The establishment of the Thinking Out Loud series is therefore a vital component of our university's way forward, allowing us to develop focused, relevant, and world-class scholarship, research partnerships, and a rich and stimulating environment for our undergraduate and postgraduate students. I'm delighted to see everyone here this evening. Your enthusiasm and your presence bodes well for the long-term future of this public forum, which we hope will become a much anticipated event on the Australian humanities calendar for many years to come. And I'd now like to introduce Gabriel Upton, the Parliamentary Secretary for Higher Education and State Member for Vaucluse, who will officially open the inaugural Thinking Out Loud lectures. And before she does so, I'd just like to say that she has been a marvellous friend of the universities in New South Wales and a very wise advisor, possibly due to her political nous, but I think substantially due to her innate intelligence and her legal training. So, Gabriel, thank you.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's a delight to be in the newly remodeled State Library. I walk past here every morning when I'm attending Parliament, and we start tomorrow. We have our home next door. And I'm hoping the coffee's as good now that the coffee shop has changed here. But look, first, the acknowledgements to Professor Jan Reid, who I work very closely with, to Dr. Alex Byrne, Director of the State Library of New South Wales, to Miss Lynn Malcolm, Executive Producer of ABC Radio National Science Unit, to Professor Wayne McKenna, DVC at UWS. Also to Dr. Dimitris Vardalukas, who I met this evening for the first time, Senior Lecturer at the School of Humanities and Communication Arts. And, of course, to our guest tonight, Professor Stathis Gourgouris, Professor of Comparative Literature at Columbia University. I spent quite some time living in New York City some years ago in the 90s, and as a graduate of a competitor institution, New York University, downtown from Columbia, I had particular pleasure in sharing the stage with you. My learning at NYU, which was doing an MBA, was very, very pragmatic. In fact, learning in that degree gave me very little time to ponder. You always seem so busy looking at case studies of businesses that had failed or succeeded. And in fact, some of the learning through the MBA, I think, seemed designed to allow as little time for thought and reflection and pondering as possible. Step forward 10 years, my year-old occupation as a politician leaves me even less time to ponder and for critical analysis. And I think that's one of the challenges of the role as a Member of Parliament, at least those sitting in the State Parliament in New South Wales. At times one does crave, if you're well-educated and you've been exposed to different sorts and diverse ways of analysis, and you do crave an opportunity to deal with less than three things at once, not to have to respond to the media in very short time frames, and to have the opportunity to distill very complex issues rather than having to reduce them all the time to sound bites to respond to somebody's demand, whether it be the media, your parliamentary colleagues, or the, as they call it next door, the bear pit of the lower house of the State Parliament of New South Wales. So indeed, for those reasons, it was a great delight to be asked to speak briefly tonight to launch the series and to give myself an opportunity, albeit after hours, to read a little bit on philosophy again, going back to my arts degree many, many years ago in the early 80s, to learn, of course, of the work of Professor Gourgouris and his internationally acclaimed work in the field of secular criticism. And my little bit of reading, I wouldn't pretend to have discerned as much as I should, seems to indicate that secular criticism refers to a critique separated from theology and the tendency to make literature meet the requirements of a theory or a system. And tonight we're going to learn a little bit more about that. I want to congratulate UWS for launching this lecture series that profiles leading intellectuals like Professor Gourgouris talking about the impact of fundamental philosophical ideas on how we understand our society. It's indeed a pleasure to have met him tonight, to welcome him on your behalf. And I think tonight is a welcome point of reflection for those of us, like myself, for various reasons, crave something a little bit more. So I would like to formally open this lecture series and wish all of those, the partners in the lecture series tonight, the greatest of success with it. And again, to welcome Professor Gourgouris.
Thank you, Gabriel Lapton, for this wonderful launching of the series. So I would like to introduce now Professor Stathis Gourgouris, or Stathis Gourgouris, as we say in Greek. I came across Stathis' work many years ago. I bought one of his books called Dream Nation, thinking that it is a book about grace. Well, it says it's a book about grace, but then soon enough I realized that it's the greatest book on nationalism I have read. And the next book by Professors Gurguris, Does Literature Think?, is one of the most wonderful books about the relation between literature and philosophy. So, Professor Gurguris, you have the stage.
Thank you.